This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump will be traveling to Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday amid the fury over the shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man, in the back by a police officer, a white police officer. White House spokesman Judd Deer told reporters Saturday night that Mr. Trump will be meeting with law enforcement officers and surveying some of the damage from recent protests. The visit may exacerbate tensions in Kenosha, where a crowd of about 1,000 demonstrators gathered outside a courthouse Saturday to denounce police violence. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says a social media site made a mistake in not removing a militia group's post calling for armed civilians to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
He says on Facebook, the page for the Kenosha Guard violated policy and had been flagged by a bunch of people.
The reviewers who the initial complaints were funneled to didn't pick this up.
The page came down Wednesday after an armed civilian allegedly killed two people and wounded a third.
At this point, we haven't yet found any evidence that the shooter was following this Kenosha Guard page or was connected to the event or invited to the event in any way.
Zuckerberg also says Facebook is now taking down posts that praise 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who is white and has been charged in the deadly shootings. I'm Julie Walker.
Residents in southwestern Louisiana are embarking on the epic task of clearing away felled trees, ripped off rooftops, and down power lines after Hurricane Laura tore through parts of the state. The U.S. toll from the Category 4 hurricane rose to 16 deaths, with more than half of them killed by carbon monoxide. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday spent time looking at damage from Hurricane Laura. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I'm here to support the great people of Louisiana.
First stop for President Donald Trump was Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Already met some people that have been absolutely devastated. This was a tremendously powerful storm.
His visit to both Louisiana and Texas comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm slammed the Gulf Coast, leaving at least 14 dead. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power or water, and it could be that way for weeks or months. I'm Shelley Adler.
Approximately 841,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while the number of infections continues to surge toward 25 million. The U.S. has nearly a quarter of the world's cases, while Brazil and India together make up far more than a quarter. Russia, which ranks fourth, is almost at a million cases. South Korea has reported 299 cases of the coronavirus as officials place limits on dining at restaurants and closed fitness centers and after-school academies in the greater capital area to slow the spread. The 17th consecutive day of triple daily digit increases brought the national caseload to nearly 20,000, including 323 deaths. Mainland China reported 9 new confirmed cases of coronavirus on Saturday, all of them imported, according to the National Health Commission, on Sunday, meaning there were no locally transmitted infections for a record 14th straight day. The number of imported cases found in people traveling into the country from overseas was the same as a day earlier. Belarus's government has cracked down hard on the news media, deporting some foreign journalists reporting in the country and revoking the accreditation of many Belarusian journalists. Two Moscow-based Associated Press journalists covering the recent protests in Belarus were deported to Russia on Saturday. In addition, the AP's Belarusian journalists were told by the government that their press credentials had been revoked. AP said that it decries the moves as a blatant attack on press freedom. Protests in Belarus began after the August 9th election that officials said gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term. Protesters say the election results were rigged and are demanding that Lukashenko resign after 26 years in power. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.